Ladies and gentlemen, turn up your computers and get ready, for a show is about to begin. This show is sure to entertain you and bring you more variety than anything you've ever experienced before. Because after all, on this podcast, anything goes! And a pleasant hello out there to everybody listening in, and welcome to episode 6 of the Anything Goes podcast. This is David, your host for today's show. And before we get into what I'm going to be covering on this program, I just wanted to make a few little announcements. First of all, you will notice now, if you go to the website that is devoted to my podcast, which is Anything Goes, that's ANYTHINGGOES .WDJM3.com. You will notice now the last link, which used to be the link for the Jessica Silva performance and music page, which we talked about in my last podcast. I have replaced it simply because I wanted to put this into the page. And what you now have is a direct link in its place to subscribe to my podcast. And what will happen is with this link, though, is when you click it, it will automatically launch your... If you're using a client like Juice Receiver, it will automatically launch that program and take you directly to the box where you can add the feed of a particular podcast. So basically, when you click to subscribe to my show now, you will no longer have to worry about going to the FeedBurner page and copying in the address of the feed. You can now just click it, and if you're running Juice Receiver or a program like that, it should launch the program automatically and put you in the box to add the feed to your list of podcasts that you're subscribed to. I will give out the subscription address again, just on the chance that maybe somebody missed it. It is http://feeds, F-E-E-D-S, .feedburner.com/anything, A-N-Y-T-H-I-N-G, _goes. That is feeds.feedburner.com/anything_goes. But now on my page of anythinggoes.wdjm3.com, you can directly subscribe to my podcast directly there, and have, and when you click the link, it will open up your client, your podcatcher. My second announcement, I just wanted to thank Lynette and Jason, two people who called my comment line, which is 206-495-6555. That's 206-495-6555. And thank them both for their comments and their observations regarding the American Idol podcast that we just did. All your comments were really appreciated, and I am really glad that I was able to listen to them and hear what you guys had to say. I encourage all of you to use that comment line more often. It is a way to get in touch with me if you don't want to use email. It's a little more personal because you actually get to interact, you know, through a voice system. And then if you have a comment line of your own, or if you have a way that you'd like me to call you back or contact you, we can do that. I do have an email address, though, which I'll give you, and that is... The address is the_podcaster. That's the_podcaster@wdjm3.com. That's the_podcaster@wdjm3.com. And now for today's content. I decided that with the conventions, both the NFB and ACB conventions, rapidly approaching, to bring on my friend Dennis Holston out of New York. He is a very well-rounded and interesting person. He has helped to put together and really establish the Performing Arts Division of the National Federation of the Blind. It is a national division. It is not specific to one area of the United States or one part. And basically what the Performing Arts Division does is it helps to support blind or visually impaired performers. This level of performance can include music, theater, arts and acting, poetry. Recently, broadcasting is being worked on as an addition to that list of what is considered performing arts in their eyes. Although at the time this interview was recorded, that was not the case, so when you hear it, it will not make mention of that fact. But it is a pretty cool interview that I did with Dennis, and he's going to talk to you a little bit about how the Performing Arts Division got going, how if you're either going to be at the convention, or even if you're not going to be at the convention, if you are interested in making music, or if you create your own music and you would like to become involved, how you can do so. And Dennis is also going to give you a little bit of insight into some of the projects that he is working on more of an individual level. And I think you'll find this interview pretty good. Dennis is very informative, he explains himself well, and I think you will find this interview most entertaining and interesting. Or at least I hope you do. So, without any delay, let me bring you over to the interview I did with Dennis, and hopefully you will enjoy it.
And hello there to everybody on the Anything Goes podcast. We are here with this individual that I have told you about, straight in New York. What are you, 29 years old now? 30, 29, 28?
I will be 29 on my next birthday, which I haven't figured out what that was.
His name is Dennis, and he comes to us out of the great hustle-bustling place known as New York City. Hello there, Dennis. How are you doing today, sir?
What's up, sir?
Ah, it's good to have you on this interview and on this podcast. I appreciate you taking the time to come aboard. I decided to bring you on here because I know that all the conventions, ACB and specifically for you, the NFB conventions, are coming up soon. And usually at the conventions, there's a lot going on, and where you are involved with what I've told people about, the Performing Arts Division, which I'll be getting into with you, you know, to talking about. I figured it would be a good idea right in your convention time to bring you on to kind of talk a little bit about the convention, the division, and a little bit about how it got started and what your plans are. But first of all, I'd like to know a little bit about how you got involved with the NFB in the first place. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've been with the NFB for, at this point, actually, is 6 years. Actually, my little six-year anniversary just passed.
Oh,
and I got involved with it. I heard about it through some friends, and I like this kind of stuff, being involved with different movements, and I didn't really know much about the NFB, so I decided to go to a meeting and check it out. And I basically stayed with it.
Had you known about the ACB prior?
Make a short story short. What did
you say? Had you known about the American Council of the Blind prior to that, or?
I didn't know about any of these movements, the NFB or the ACB. And once I went to the NFB, I learned that there was another one called the ACB, and you know, I learned, I guess, as much as I possibly could without ever going to an ACB function.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, but where you went to the NFB and that was your first, you know, thing you went to, that's what sort of stuck. So that's cool. So you've been a member now for 6 years. So that's pretty impressive, pretty exciting. Now, as I've been telling everybody, you, but in addition to you having a big interest, you know, some interest in music and music production and, you know, music art, new artists and things like that, you are very much involved in the development and growth of the Performing Arts Division of the NFB, but when I talk to people about it, most people don't know what it is or have never even heard about it. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how it got started and what it's all about?
Well, the Performing Arts Division actually got started before I went to a convention. It actually got started in 2000. From what I know from the, quote, performing arts historians, close quotes, it got started in 2000 by a woman named Angela Sasser, who was at the time a very popular person within the national scope of the NFB. And she started the Performing Arts Division, and because of her name recognition, she got a lot of people to gather around and join with it. Now, this is in 2000 in their Atlanta convention in Georgia, and I was not there. I barely missed going there. I could have been there, but I wasn't. So my first convention was in Philadelphia in 2001, and I went to the Performing Arts Division just as a person that was just going there, just because I saw it on the agenda. I'm like, ooh, Performing Arts Division, what's this about? I went there, and I didn't know who anyone was. The room was packed, and I had a good time there. I was not at all part of the leadership. I had a good time there, though. I didn't know anybody there. And the president was not Angela Sasser at the moment. It was then Lisa Maria Martinez. So I didn't think nothing of it when I left in 01. Following, we had a convention in Louisville, Kentucky in 02. And, of course, once again, I revisited the Performing Arts Division, and once again, the room was fairly packed. But this time, it was a very different situation. There was an 86-year-old board member who was running the meeting, and she basically said, look, there's no president right now. Lisa Maria Martinez, which was the last president, she left the division. Whoever Lisa brought in with her left as well. The only person left in the leadership of the Performing Arts Division was an 86-year-old board member. And she said, okay, this division is pretty much dead. We need to revitalize this division. Now, then I didn't know why it was dead or whatever. So she asked, okay, we need, you know, we can't hold elections because there's no leadership. So who wants to volunteer to be the president, vice president, treasurer, whatever? So basically from the people who were sitting there, Adrian Snow volunteered to be the president, and some other woman just wanted to be the vice president. I volunteered for the treasury. So once we volunteered for those offices, then we had to set upon the mission of piecing this destroyed division back together. What I found out was, I'm still not clear why Angela Sasser left the division, but what I did find out is when Lisa Maria Martinez left the division, she left it high and dry to start the sports division, which is up and running. Also, her boyfriend at the time, which was the former treasurer, stole the treasury money.
He stole it before you became treasury?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was a treasurer before me under President Martinez. Yeah, I don't know how much they had, but under President Martinez, he stole the money because he was her boyfriend, and it was all like an inside job, I guess, or whatever.
Oh,
but,
my God, nuts.
Our past has just been crazy. So me and Adrian Snow set an agenda to repair this division. It was broken. We had to repair it, and it wasn't an overnight job. We had a meeting with the first lady of the federation, Patricia Maurer, which is the wife of the president. We sat down with her the next morning after we took office. We had a conference, and we piecing it back together took years. We was running some sort of bare bones government. I actually was not at the convention in Louisville in 03, so Adrian really much had to run things and try to keep the treasury up by herself in 03. We were really pretty much non-existent. 04 came along, and we're back in Atlanta, and I was there, and we raked in a couple of dollars, and the rest of the government that took leadership in 02 disappeared. Basically, nobody was keeping this division up but me and Adrian. So Adrian brought in her own team, and I became the vice president and the treasurer at the same time, holding two offices. She brought in her own team. We had a secretary. We had a board member. Needless to say, they didn't stick around either.
Wow, you guys have really had to struggle to keep this alive.
Yeah.
This division's been on life support, really, from the get-go.
Yeah, it has been. It's really it's better now, but I'll get to that.
Okay.
By 05, I'm like, all right, I've had it. I'm the vice president and the treasurer, and it's really only me and Adrian. Her people didn't stick around either. So I decided that I needed to step up and really appoint some people from my side of the spectrum. I had gotten to know some people in the music business, gotten to know some reliable people, and I said, I'm gonna reform this whole thing. I tore the whole system down and rebuilt it. I appointed people who are in the music business, people who have albums out now, people who I know are reliable, people who have backgrounds and who have degrees and everything like that. I appointed them all to the board. Adrian was still the president. I was still the vice president. But I reformed the entire board. We had it by the 05 convention in Louisville. We had a new secretary. We had a whole board of directors. And we had me and Adrian there at the president's and the vice president's office. By the time 05 came around, I was able to get Adrian, through my connections, I was able to get Adrian Snow into the studio to record her first album, in which she was able to sell at convention in 05. and we raked in a lot of money in 05. We got together with some other singers. They put their albums up. Some of them donated their albums. We had a woman named Brooke Fox that's there who has two albums out right now.
Was she tied to the division, or did she just kind of show up at the meetings?
She was tied to the New York City NFB chapter, and I knew her. So I got her to the convention, and I appointed her as a board member to help help breathe life into the division. 05 was actually a ding-dang good year for us. We raked in more money than we ever did before. We had more of a strong division. We had special elections to put new people on the board. And between 05 and this upcoming convention in Dallas, we have done a lot of things. We have rewritten the entire Constitution. We put up a website.
Would you like to give us the URL for that address so people can go and check it out?
The website now is http://padnfb.starcitynet.com. It's pretty long, but it's free. So, okay.
P as in Peter, A D N F B. That's Performing Arts Division of the NFB. StarCityNet.com. And we're going to be talking about StarCityNet with you in just a little bit. But I wanted to ask you. So that's really cool stuff. Have you brought in any other talent besides Brooke Fox, other than the people like you that you brought in for like positions and stuff? Do you have any people like, let's say, in their 20s, any young people that are coming up through the system that you think are going to make it? You know, that the division can help out at all.
Well, we are definitely scouting for more people. Again, remember, this is our even though the division has been around for 6 years, this is actually the second or third year that we're actually functioning as a division. So Brooke Fox is on board. We have a member of a Spanish group on board. We have another up-and-coming singer on board. We are looking also. We have recruited an actor that's been helping us with some local fundraisers.
Oh, nice. What have you got going on, fundraiser? What do you have going on?
This past June 14th, we actually had a small fundraiser in New York City. It was a collaboration between the Performing Arts Division, the National Organization of Albinism, and another group called Positive Exposure. And it was a play. And it was also, after the short 25-minute play, we had Brooke Fox and another woman perform, and we had some kids performing as well as a three-part little fundraiser. The play was about albinism, really, because it was all focused on positive exposure on albinos, and the play was about albinism and learning about it, sort of like a learning experience. Brooke Fox and President Snow was at the event selling albums for the division, and you know, it went pretty well, and we're all geared up for this year. We have another project we're going to embark on in the next term after the July elections. We are going to take up the compilation album of all blind artists. I have several people in line to record music for the compilation CD.
Is it going to be new stuff they've already recorded, or what are we looking at for
this? Some people, like me, will be going into the studio to record albums. Some people will send us their songs in which we can put on the album.
Ooh, Dennis in the studio. Is that a good thing? Should we be scared? Should we be excited?
I think you should be scared. So after the July elections, after we see who's, you know, going to be, you know, who's going to be helping us continue to run this, we will continue forward in our next term, and we're doing pretty damn good. We are rolling. After I had to kickstart this thing last year, we are rolling.
And word has it that you, sir, are running for president of this division this term. Is this rumor correct?
Well, all I can say is that this is an election year. Like every government, like every active government that's involved in multiple amounts of things, there are people with different visions for the division, different concerns, and we'll see what this election brings.
Well, if you do get to run for president or anything, we wish you all the best of luck here at the Anything Goes podcast. And before we get into talking a little bit about you for a minute, let's just suppose we have somebody out there who's blind, visually impaired, and maybe is going to be at the convention this year and would like to maybe get involved and either get their music heard or just get some advice or do whatever. Who can they contact and what can they do to get in touch?
Well, if you want to get in touch with the – it should be noted that the Performing Arts Division is not just about music. It's about acting. It's about stand-up comedians. It's about spoken word, maybe some, you know, poetry. It's about anything that involves performing arts. not just music. And if you want to get in touch, you can certainly, if you go to the website, padnfb.starcitynet.com, you can go to the contact page, and you will see the list of all the officials that are currently there. I am the vice president currently, and treasurer still currently until the end of the term, and I'm also the webmaster. But if you do want to get more details or talk to me directly about this kind of thing, you can get me at dholston@nyc.rr.com. That's dholston@nyc.rr.com. I'd be happy to answer any of your questions and tell you, if you're actually going to be there, tell you the dates and time of the meeting and the talent show, which we recently acquired control of from the now-defunct music division.
All right. So you'll be hosting the talent show. So I guess when people get their agendas and schedules, they can find out when all of these events and times are taking place. Is that correct?
Yeah, those who are familiar with NFB stuff know you can go into nfb.org and find the agenda on the net. But those who are not involved and want to be involved or think they care or may not have to show up to the convention but want to ask questions about the division, because we will be operational after the convention doing our various projects. So definitely get in touch with the stuff I've already said.
Excellent. Now, StarCityNet.com, you know, the Performing Arts Division, PADNFB.StarCityNet.com, is a website. It is a very important website. It has some information on artists. It has some audio clips and things of that sort. But that is not all that StarCityNet.com is all about. That is just one little segment of this big website that has a whole bunch of stuff going on. And Dennis is really the guy responsible for getting StarCityNet.com off the ground even before the Performing Arts Division got its own webpage. So, Dennis, now you get to be in the spotlight for a little bit and talk a little bit about yourself. What is StarCityNet.com? What is it all about? What do we have going on? If people just went, let's say, to www.StarCityNet.com, what will they find? What is it about?
Well, what StarCityNet.com is now it's the product, or the current product, of an evolving project that I embarked on several years ago. I host a talk show. It's in political in nature, and I began it in 2003. And in 2004, I bought out a domain, which reflects the name of the program, which is Blind Vision, the old domain, which was blindvisionnyc.com. That was operational for a while, and it revolved around my program. It revolved around the show. And on that site, you could have gotten my show archives, and that's mainly what the thing was about. I had news articles up there and so forth.
And is this a political talk show? Blind Vision? Is this a political talk show?
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's a political talk show. It's right now, it lasts about an hour. There's different guests on, and we talk mainly about political issues, social issues, sexual health issues, all those kinds of things.
From more of a democratic perspective, right? Because I know you tend to kind of on there, as people will, at least I can tell you, you really love to give it to those conservatives. So it's kind of more from a democratic side of things, right? Sort of?
Like, yeah, it is majority, not all, but majority of it is left of center.
Excellent. So anyway, how did Star City Net, why did we go from Blind Vision NYC to Star City? What happened?
Well, the talk show got a lot of notoriety. It was all over the net, and people knew about it, and people were listening, and I got a lot of positive exposure for it. By the time 2005 came, I was interviewed by an online newspaper out of Washington, D.C., as the media goes, the media is very sensational, and she basically interviewed me and a few of people who either know me or have anything to do with the upkeep of the site. And when the article came out in the spring of 2005, instead of talking about the talk show, which is mainly what she asked me and my associates and my friends about, a lot of the article was focused on the blind talk show host. And most of it was about my blindness instead of the content of the show, even though the content of the show was the majority of the questions during the interview. But I guess being a journalist and being on an online, obviously once you're online, you're worldwide, paper out of Washington, D.C., she went with the sensational thing. So I didn't necessarily care for it, because that's not why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm not doing what I'm doing because I'm blind. I'm doing what I'm doing because I'm a talk show host. I'm doing what I'm doing because I believe in politics. The show almost never talks about blindness, hardly ever. probably in the 3 years I've been doing, we've talked about blindness maybe a handful of times. So I decided to have to go a different route. Some people felt that I'm throwing blindness in someone's lap because the name of the show was Blind Vision, the website was Blind Vision, the song, the theme song was Blind Vision. Everything was Blind Vision, and maybe people thought I was throwing blindness in their lap. So I decided to reform the entire thing. I went out and got a whole new website. I changed the theme song. The name is still the same for now. But
do you have plans to change it?
I'm thinking about it, yes.
Okay.
But I had
any
to
potential
change.
Names and a few, any potential names running around, or we don't have any idea?
I don't know. I'm reviewing.
Ah, very good. But to continue, you were saying.
Yeah, so I got StarCityNet.com after a long time of searching for domains that were taken. I got StarCityNet.com.
Oh, yes, and I remember we were taking suggestions for domains, and what was my favorite suggestion? HighFlyingMedia.com.
Yes.
We had a whole bunch of crazy ideas for domains because me, you, and a few other people were talking over the domain, and I wanted to then we kind of came close on an idea when we were talking about the StarCityNetwork.com, but you thought that was too long, and that's how StarCityNet.com got its name. But you changed some things about the site since it came up. It definitely became something different. What's up there now? What do we've got?
Well, not only is my talk show still up there, and it smothers all the blindness. You'll never hear the word blind unless you listen to the show, and I only mention it one time in the show, or if you go to the website and see it on the actual show page where it plays from. But other than that, I expanded the website. I put a whole bunch of new stuff in there, which is not, you know, I put a library in there, and you can find lots of facts and figures and stuff from the library. I put a news center in there where you can read news articles and read, you know, things from different areas. I put a musical metropolis in there, which is there to talk about pop music and promote independent artists, and it is your passageway to listen to my other show, which is a pop music show.
I will get to that in a little bit.
Yeah, I put in a editorial desk, and I've actually been able to get people to write for the site. There was a few people who were writing for the site. Some of them are still around, and we're still moving on with the editorial desk. There's some really good articles that's been put up in the past year since I had the editorial desk up. There's tons of things up there. Now, it wasn't like that before, but now that it's the way it is now, it's there. In fact, the Star City Network is technically sort of like collaborating with the internet station I'm on now.
Ah, we were just going to say, just to give the web address again for everybody interested, it is, if you want to know about Dennis's talk show and about what he's involved with, including a little biography, yes, he actually did put a bio up there, you can go to www.starcitynet.com. That's StarCityNet, exactly as you would think they'd be spelled, all one word, .com. And yes, so Blind Vision on the Star City Show Network was really doing well, and then it got a break, and now it's heard on another radio station. Dennis, why don't you tell us how this came about?
Well, the Blind Vision program was always been able to, since for the past 2 years, it's always been on the internet, and it's always been on the phone. Now I got a break, thanks to my friend, of being on an internet radio station that just had gotten started up a few months before, Jammin' 85.3, which came into its own late last year, and I got involved with it late last year. And I took a position in running the station, and I also had my two shows on there, Blind Vision and Pop Tops, and it's there. It runs on the station. On Monday nights, Eastern Time, 7 p.m., that's when Blind Vision runs, and it's been on the station since the beginning of this year. Yeah,
in fact, my show, which some of you may know about, the DJD Invasion, which airs on interactive.acbradio.org on Sunday afternoons from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern, also airs on this website, Jammin' 85.3, Wednesday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, right after Dennis's other radio project, which we'll discuss in just a second. If you'd like to visit the Jammin' website, it is www.jammin, J-A-M-M-I-N, 853.com. That's www.jammin853.com. And Dennis mentioned that Blind Vision is on the phone. If you would like to call the telephone and listen to the show over the phone instead of on the computer, you can reach him at, why don't you give him the number, Dennis?
773, that's the area code. That's a Chicago area code, but most people have unlimited now at this point.
Or a cell phone.
You know, a cell phone, or, you know, and now you can actually make calls through Skype. But anyway.
That's right, for one year until the end of this year, you can use Skype. But anyway, give them the telephone number.
773-572-3100.
Yeah, and you can leave a message and feedback there as well. But Dennis, you mentioned a big interest in music, and it has really taken off thanks to your other project, Pop Tops. Why don't you tell us where that began, how it got on the net, and where it is now? Go ahead.
Well, Pop Tops began just the way Blind Vision began, over the phone, on a chat line system, which is no longer with us, and Pop Tops began there. Both of them began there.
And the service called Clubtel, I believe.
Clubtel.
In California.
Clubtel is gone, though. It's no more.
No, nope, it died.
It died. So Pop Tops went to the net in a different fashion. Blind Vision was, you know, deliberately put on the net as its own entity because it was already its own entity while it reached the net. Pop Tops, actually, once Clubtel went away, Pop Tops went away for a while until the DJ D Invasion picked up Pop Tops and ran it sort of like a sub feature. I don't know, some of you, I don't know, you know, how old some of the listeners are, but some of you might remember back in the 80s there was a show called The Tracy Ullman Show, and that is how The Simpsons got its start. The Simpsons used to run as a cartoon strip during various parts of The Tracy Ullman Show back in the 80s, and then, of course, in 1990, The Simpsons became its own show. Well, that's almost exactly how Pop Tops got started. It used to run as a feature on the DJ D Invasion.
On ACB, some of you who may have listened in 2005 to my program will recall that we did have Dennis come on and do his little segments, but it wasn't really as complete for him as I think he would have liked, nor I would have liked for him, because I was really wanted his show to take off for, you know, because I liked the Pop Tops concept, always thought it was cool. But with me having a two-hour thing and me having to play my own stuff as well as get, you know, promos and other things out of the way, it really cut some of Dennis's parts down. So eventually, you know, we decided to kind of maybe see what other options existed for Dennis for Pop Tops. And why don't you tell us where it is now? Go ahead.
Well, Pop Tops was running on DJ D Invasion for a while. Once Jammin' 85.3 presented itself, then, of course, Pop Tops, you know, immediately, just like The Simpsons, became its own show. It's an hour-long broadcast, and I thought, as appropriately as it would be, it comes before the DJ D Invasion, because that's where it was born on the net, and now it's sitting right beside him on the Wednesday schedule on Jammin'. So now the Pop Top show is there every Wednesday before the DJ D Invasion.
What happens on Pop Tops? Just, I mean, it seems kind of obvious, but just to clarify it for people who may not know, what do we get on Pop Tops?
Pop Tops is a show that plays only pop music, top 10 hits, as reported by Billboard. So if something got to the top 10 on Billboard's Hot 100 every week, then it is eligible for Pop Tops regardless on what year it was, whether it's 06, whether it's 1956, whether it's 1936. The current pop charts at that time, top 10, it qualifies to be played, and it runs on a theme system. We just don't play random top 10 songs. We play themes. Every week there's a different topic. The first Pop Top show that ever aired on Jammin' was U.S. history. So I went back and picked out dates that different events happened in U.S. history and played the number one song on that particular day, like the day that Richard Nixon resigned from office, 9/11, the Oklahoma City bombings. We played the number one song as it was on Billboard during that time period. Other topics have been songs that have names in the titles, songs that have numbers in the titles, songs that have colors in the titles. We recently did songs that had titles that begin with the letters UN for UN. We recently did Name Game Part 2 actually aired the other week. So pretty much you get the picture. We pick a theme and we play only top 10 songs that coincide with that theme.
Yep, and there it is. And like I said, it's on www.jammin853.com. And now here's the question, and this will probably, you know, bring us near the end of this interview. But let me bring you this question, Dennis. You've got a whole bunch of things on your plate. You've got Blind Vision going on in the background. You've got a potential, you know, presidency with the Performing Arts Division of the NFB. You have Jammin' 85 with, you know, the Pop Tops and everything else. And you are, I know, the promotional director there for Jammin'. where would you like to take all of this stuff for your future? Do you have a specific out of these projects? Is there one that you'd like to really concentrate on? Is there one that you really would like to see take off to the sky and maybe give you a really, you know, maybe a big name somewhere or get really famous or something? Is it, where would you like to steal these projects? You've got your hand in a lot of things, and any one of them could really take off to the skies in any way, shape, or form. Where would you like to see it all go for yourself? Any particular thing?
Well, I'm a very political person, and Blind Vision has been an outlet for my political aspirations, as I've had them since I was a kid. And I deal in politics. I've worked on citywide campaigns and statewide campaigns here in New York. I've interviewed politicians through my program. So politics is definitely something I am working in currently. Also, education is something that I have done. I've been I'm a teacher of computer skills. Music is something else that I've been involved with. I've scaled back my music involvement, but I still plan to be part of the Performing Arts Division regardless. So, right now, as far as what I'm doing in my life, it's mainly political and education-based. So that's where that lies. My music involvement will probably not go too far beyond the Performing Arts Division.
Well, hey, whatever gets you going. Well, Dennis, again, to give you guys his information, you can reach him at the Star City Network at www.starcitynet.com. Had his Jammin' site, well, it's not his, but the station he and I both work for, Jammin' 85.3 at www.jammin853.com. Or you can call his feedback / Blind Vision Show line at 773-572-3100. That's correct, right?
Yep.
Yep, 3100. Any final thoughts, Dennis, before we close out this interview? Any final things you'd like to say? Anything you'd like people to know? Any last little bit of information you'd like to give out?
Well, just know that the Blind Vision program has adult language, which there's disclaimers everywhere, so nobody can say that I didn't say it, because it's everywhere. Anytime you start the show or go to the website on the actual page where it plays from, or almost, you will see the disclaimer. So keep in mind that it has adult content, and after you can deal with that, then tell all your friends about the Pop Tops and the Blind Vision program. Tell all your friends about that, and those of you who are interested in the NFB or those of you who are going, make yourself known, because if you show up at the Performing Arts Division, it's going to be quite obvious who I am. So make yourself known.
Yeah, I've had the pleasure of meeting Dennis, and believe me, everybody knows who Dennis is. He sticks out, but in a good way, of course.
Stop button.
And there you have the little telephone interview that I recorded with Dennis, and I hope that this gives those who are blind and visually impaired, you know, something to be excited about, especially if you're interested in getting involved with music or making music of your own and possibly getting some time in a recording studio. The Performing Arts Division is pretty good, and the people involved are very motivated and are very aggressive about getting things done for the people who are involved. So I think you'll find it to be a pretty cool and unique experience if you decide to get involved with this division of the NFB. The contact information was given to you in the interview, so you have it if you should choose to get involved. I want to thank Blind Cool Tech, the podcast that has carried a couple of my podcasts so far, including the American Idol Experience. You can visit them on the web at www.blindcooltech.com. And I want to thank Lynette, as I said. She made some comments about my last podcast, and her podcast is the Malin Slice of Life. And if you don't know what that is or how to subscribe to it, head on over to the page, which is Superlynn, SuperLynne, .libsyn.com. That's superlynne.libsyn.com. And that's where you can find out about her podcast and subscribe to it. That's about it for this edition of the Anything Goes podcast. I'll be coming back to you guys soon. I really would like suggestions on things you'd like to see me put into these podcasts, whether it be some more technological tutorials or if you would like to, you know, hear me try to get some more music artists on the program, something I am already working on, by the way, or anything else at all. If there's something you'd like to be involved with, if you'd like to come on my podcast and talk about a talent you have, or maybe talk about some music that you're making, or just share something interesting, even if it's just informal conversation. If there's something you'd like to share or just talk about, you know, hit me up at the email address, the_podcaster@wdjm3.com. Call the comment line at 206-495-6555 and reach out, and we can get in touch and go from there. This whole podcasting thing has been really cool for me. It actually has brought me in touch with somebody with whom I hadn't spoken to in nearly 13 years. So you never know who you're going to run into with these podcasts, and that has really been special for me. This is a person that I was really close with at the time, and from the looks of our emails back and forth, I have every reason to believe that we will be able to reestablish a friendship that is pretty cool, even though we both are a lot older. So that's good stuff, and it really has made this podcasting thing all worthwhile to be able to interact with all of you guys. So keep your comments coming, keep your thoughts coming. I'd love some suggestions for my podcast, so go ahead and bring them on. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.